I think of the burnout cycle as going from too much yes to a hot mess express. And here are the steps that we take to get there. Too much yes. This is where we are dreaming big. We're setting lofty goals. We are saying yes to many and maybe every opportunity that comes our way because we either like the idea of doing this thing or this project or taking advantage of this opportunity, or because we don't want to disappoint people by saying no, because by nature, people with ADHD tend to be people pleasers. But before we know it, we have dove headfirst into step two, which is overcommitment. This is where we throw all of our energy into achieving a new goal or to completing a new obligation or to making sure that any and everything that we have said yes to gets done. And in doing so, we are not quite as aware of our bandwidth as we should be, which then leads us to dopamine depletion, which happens when our energy starts to wane and we start to notice that our executive function is even a bigger struggle than normal. We're really struggling to motivate ourselves to work on this project or on any project. We're struggling to follow up on things that we said that we would do, or we're even more forgetful than normal, which sort of leads to its own little mini cycle of feeling bad about ourselves, feeling like we're worthless, feeling like we can't keep up, and feeling like we can't ever finish anything. Which then leads to toot toot, riding on the Hot Mess Express. This is when we hit physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion. We don't find joy in things that we previously found joy in. We're no longer excited about the things that we committed to. Many times we'll just stop. We won't even follow through and finish the things that we've committed to because we're so burned out. It's like the only option that we have left is to just completely shut down and recharge our batteries. But it doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to go through this cycle over and over again of saying yes, overcommitting, depleting our dopamine, and jumping on that hot mess express. Stick around for today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur, where we are going to discuss what ADHD burnout symptoms look like, how we can recover if we are experiencing them, and how we can prevent ADHD burnout in the future. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Burnout, as defined by the World Health Organization, is a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. And I don't know about you, but I feel like burnout is not exclusive to the workplace, especially for us moms. Between the expectations that are placed on us as parents, as a human, as a partner, as a worker, it all can be a little exhausting. It's no wonder we're all stressed out so much of the time. But luckily, awareness is power when it comes to combating burnout when you are a mom or an entrepreneur with ADHD, or just a person with ADHD. If you can learn what ADHD burnout looks like for your body and for your mind, and then stop things before they become too dire, you're going to go a long way in preventing the cycle of burnout in your life. So, what does burnout look like? How can you tell the difference between, I just have a headache, or I'm feeling a little down in the dumps today, or I didn't get a very good night's sleep last night, and oh my gosh, this is a five-alarm fire. I am burning out right now. I'm going to share with you physical, mental, emotional, and performance symptoms that will show up when you are starting to or experiencing burnout. But the thing I do want to say is it's not just one thing. It may not even be two or three things that are on this list that indicates that you are burning out. It is a conglomeration of many of these things, along with just a sort of general lack of joy for something that you previously were excited about or that you did find joy in. It's a slow build where your work is getting harder, your emotions are always on edge, and your productivity is suffering all at the same time for an extended period of time until it feels like you literally cannot do anything at all ever. Dramatic? Maybe a little, but as somebody who has experienced burnout, that's what it felt like. Like, I couldn't even get out of bed. So here are some of the ways that ADHD burnout might manifest itself physically for you. You may experience headaches, intestinal issues, sleeplessness, tense muscles, a clenched jaw, low energy or constant fatigue, a change in your eating habits, and you might feel like you are constantly getting sick or that you can't seem to kick an illness. Mentally, you may experience decreased joy, a decreased sense of accomplishment, feelings that you are unable to keep up, aka you feel overwhelmed, racing thoughts, trouble making decisions or decision fatigue, distractibility, difficulty focusing or concentrating, and a heightened emotional response. And I realize that a lot of these particular symptoms sound very similar to executive function symptoms that many of us with ADHD often suffer with on a regular basis. The difference is, like I said before, this is the change. This doesn't feel normal. This is extra. That is how you tell the difference between average, everyday executive dysfunction as somebody with ADHD, and when you are heading into burnout with ADHD. In terms of your emotions, you might feel stuck or trapped or depressed or anxious. You might be unmotivated or in a constant fear of failure. You may notice excessive negativity or feelings of helplessness. And you might notice that you're a little more easily angered than normal. And finally, in terms of your performance, you may notice that you are less likely to complete a task or that tasks take longer to complete than they normally do. It may be easier for you to quit, or you might be quitting things more often. You may accept not finishing or following through on a task or project more easily than you would normally. You may procrastinate more frequently or stop showing up altogether. Overall, if you feel like you are not you, if the way that you are responding to things or showing up for things is not how you typically do things, it could be an indication that you are heading towards burnout. And it can take a while to recover once you've hit that hot mess express phase of burnout. And if it truly is burnout, it's not something that a day at a spa or a week-long vacation even can fix. That would be like putting a Band-Aid on something that really needs stitches. It's a short-term solution, but it's not going to really fix the issue. So what can you do if you're experiencing burnout and you are looking to recover? First, it's really important for you to identify what it is that is causing your stress. Is it because you said yes too often? Is it because you are doing a task that you don't want to do? Is it because you don't have time for yourself? Chances are you're going to be able to pin down a reason or several reasons that you are feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and exhausted. Once you realize where these areas are, you can start to formulate a plan of where you can subtract so that you are no longer putting your energy and effort into something that is not serving you, and where you can add tasks in that do bring you joy or that won't cause you to feel more exhausted or contribute to your stress. And when you are going through this process, it is very important for you to address your recovery on a daily basis. You need to take frequent breaks. You need to engage in activities that bring you joy, whether that is by yourself or with people that you love, you need to find a way to fill your cup every day. So you're going to reduce the things that stress you out and increase the things that bring you joy. It's also really important during this recovery time that you take care of your body. Try to get some movement on a regular basis because movement creates more dopamine, and more dopamine is going to help your brain start to relax and heal. You also need to make sure that you are getting enough sleep, whether that means going to bed earlier or sleeping in a little later if you can, or perhaps taking a nap during the day when you can, just to kind of hit that reset button and give your brain a chance to relax and repair. It's also really important for you to think about what you are feeding yourself at this time. A lot of times when us ADHDers are experiencing burnout, we just reach for whatever is comforting. That might look like something very sugary or heavy on the carbs or not very nutritionally dense. But this is the time when we really need to be focusing on making sure we're getting plenty of protein, because protein is the building block that's used for creating neurotransmitters like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, which are very important for us during this healing time. And finally, in terms of our body, we need to make sure that we're drinking plenty of water. Dehydration can lead to all kinds of other problems that we do not want to deal with. So it's really important to drink plenty of water when you are healing. And finally, when you're in this recovery process, it's really important for you to talk it out with someone. Research shows that social interaction can increase positive emotions. And if you don't feel like you have a friend or family member that you can talk to, I would recommend looking for a therapist that you can talk to who could also give you advice on coping strategies for the next time you start to experience burnout. But we don't want to experience burnout again. We want to know what we can do to prevent burnout in the future, right? So here are some steps you can take if you are not in the thick of burnout currently and you want to set yourself up for success because you know that you're heading into a stressful time or a stressful project and you don't want to experience burnout. So here are some ways that you can prevent it in the future. And just like in burnout recovery, it's really important to identify your burnout triggers when it comes to burnout prevention. So think about in the past, what have you been doing leading up to the times when you felt like you were experiencing burnout? Was it that you said yes too many times? Was it that you took on a project that was too big and you didn't have time to learn all the things that you needed to learn in order to complete it properly? What were the things that led to you feeling that burnout before? This way, you can identify what it is that can trigger the burnout and put some blocks in place to not let yourself get to that point this time. Next, it's really important, whether we're talking about ADHD burnout or just ADHD in general, to manage your energy. And many of you might have heard about the spoon theory for managing your energy. It's essentially the idea that you only have so many spoons a day, and each thing that you do requires a certain number of spoons. And every person is different. So what might be one spoon for me might be three spoons for you. So think about tasks that you really struggle to motivate yourself to do. Those would be things that may take two or three spoons. Whereas something that you really enjoy doing and that you don't have trouble motivating yourself to do may just be one spoon. Regardless of if it's one spoon or two spoons or three spoons, though, you only have so many spoons in the day. When you run out of spoons, that's when you start to kind of run on fumes and you put yourself in danger of hitting that burnout phase. So what do you do if you find yourself constantly running out of spoons? I like to say you gotta start to pick your nose. It's sort of like setting a boundary, choosing where it is that you're going to say no so that you can say yes to the things that do bring you joy, that you do want to spend your time, energy, and effort on. It's really important especially when you have a habit of spreading yourself too thin or running on empty, that you start to protect yourself by putting up some boundaries and saying no when the task or project or obligation that you're being asked about isn't something that you have the bandwidth for. Another thing that can really help with burnout prevention is to prioritize the tasks that we're doing. But prioritization is an executive function, and ADHDers struggle with executive function. So I've come up with a little acronym that I like to use for myself and for my clients to help us to prioritize the things that are on our to-do list. It is called trimming your to-do list. And TRIM is an acronym that stands for T for time sensitive, meaning that the task has a due date, so it needs to be done by a certain date or time. R is for required, which means that you need to complete this step in order to move on to the next step. I is for impact driven. So this is something that is going to make an impact on your life. It could be something personally, like making a doctor's appointment, because that could impact you positively or negatively if you do or don't do it. Or it could be something like following up with your client, because if you don't follow up with them, then you're not completing your obligations, and that is going to impact your relationship with that client. And then finally, M is for money related. These are the tasks that are going to make you money if you do them, or cost you money if you don't do them. So invoicing a client is going to make you money, and that makes it a priority. Or paying your bills is going to cost you money if you don't pay them on time, so it's a priority so that you don't waste money on late fees. It's also really important for you to find time to take care of you every single day. Yes, every single day. These don't have to be tasks that cost you a lot of time or money or energy or effort. It's more like tiny things that you can do every day to fill your cup, like calling your best friend or starting a gratitude practice or learning a language on Duolingo or reading a book that you love, moving your body, or watching a funny cat video on TikTok. If it brings you joy, then it fills your cup. And that is an important step towards preventing burnout in the future. And that, my mama friends, wraps up our discussion today about what the symptoms of ADHD burnout look like, what you have to do to recover if you're experiencing ADHD burnout, and what you can do to prevent burnout in the future. I'd love to know if there's something that you do regularly to prevent burnout that I didn't mention today. You can either drop a comment below if there's a space to comment, or you can leave me a voicemail at the link that's provided in the show notes. I really appreciate you taking the time today to watch or listen to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. I'll be back next week to talk about ADHD, time blindness, and things you can do to help with your time management. So make sure that you are following me or subscribed so you don't miss a single episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,